We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. I want you to understand what just happened.
Because
people think a lot of what I do is bogus, right? That it's showbiz stuff. No, it is not. Mm-hmm. You understand? I've never been any good at that. We went to break. Dr. Fish got his stuff up and walked out. Al, I was doing a live read here. I did the read. Mm-hmm. I chased him out, found him before he left, and made an appointment for therapy.
No, you didn't.
I did. Jonesy was there.
Yeah, I was.
Jonesy,
yeah.
Did I make an appointment to have a therapy session in his office, not on the air, with Dr. Joe Fish?
You did, and you should. It'd be good for you.
No, it's not I should.
No, you should. I'm happy you're doing it.
Al, I am now officially in therapy.
Well, what happens if you get cured? There goes your career.
I will tell you this.
I'm leaving anyway.
There's a good chance that Dr. Fish is going to be in therapy after you're done with
All right. You know what, Al? I'm not going to say Marcus Hayes could use Dr. Fish, though.
Nah, he knows.
Marcus Hayes has some very strong opinions. Mm-hmm. And his latest one, which he wrote yesterday at TheAcquirer.com, is that it's time to bench Jalen Hurts. Let's talk to our friend Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
I'm on Bob Newhart's couch right now.
No, I'm telling you, Marcus, I think it would help you, too, because both of us, we have some bottled up stuff we need to get out. You know what I'm saying?
Angelo, I have nothing bottled up.
All right, okay.
He lets it all out.
All right, Marcus.
Perhaps you're not familiar with my body of work.
You have frazzled a few people with your suggestion, really your demand, that it's time for Jalen Hurts to take a seat on the bench and go in with Joe Flacco and still try to win this year. What's the thinking? Give us the background on this decision.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is playing badly. And he's not showing much improvement. He's making the same mistakes over and over again. And I'm convinced that Nick Sirianni, believes that there are only certain types of plays and a certain number of plays that he can trust Jalen Hurts to run properly. And I think the biggest frustration with the Eagles right now lies in the content of the play calling. And I believe that would change if you had a quarterback who was better equipped to run more types of play. I mean, when's the last time you saw a well-executed deep out to the left side of the field?
Yeah. So you're basically saying that part of the problem for the bad play calling is the quarterback he's calling the plays for.
Right. I believe that you call plays that you think your players can execute. You know, Jonathan Gannon on the defensive side has no faith in his cornerbacks and very little faith in his safeties. So they play that umbrella zone all the time, which I think is a huge mistake. But you develop a feel for what your players can and cannot do. So you get a lot of screens, you get a lot of, you know, sort of crossing routes, you get a lot of RPOs. And, you know, what the opposition is doing is stacking the box with 8 and sometimes 9 players, welcoming the RPO, because they don't care if Jalen Hurts keeps the ball and runs, and they hope he keeps the ball and passes. You know, the biggest issue with this offense over and over again, right, is offensive linemen downfield, pass interference, you know, it's very, like, kind of technical stuff. And that a lot of that has to do with the timing and the decisions of the quarterback. And Jalen Hurts is not equipped at this point to make the right decisions and execute on time.
All right, but couldn't he just execute some straight runs? I know,
sure,
there's 8
absolutely.
Or 9 in the box, but they're not 8 and 9 in the box on every play, can't they? Can he get on the center and just do a running play from time to time?
You know, I defended Nick Sirianni in my shift on Sunday. Yes, you can, if you are willing to just gain 2 yards a clip. Because when they have that disadvantage, They're not going to gain more than that. What happens in the second half, what happens in the third quarter when the Eagles are trailing in the last 2 weeks, is that the defense said, okay, well, we're up 2-3 touchdowns. We can change our look now. That's why the run game works, or has worked as well as it has. And let's not fool ourselves. I don't know if you guys saw Derrick Henry last night, Miles Sanders is not Derrick Henry. You know, when he gets hit, he goes down. And he's not Shady McCoy.
But he can be explosive. I will argue with you over Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders can be explosive. You can use him as an explosive part of your run, of your game, overall game. He had three runs of 70-plus yards last year.
I agree. But he has to get past the linebackers.
But Marcus, he does.
If all the linebackers are keying on Miles Sanders, then I understand your frustration. I think they should run the ball more regardless. I think that is a flaw of the coaching staff. But I don't think you'd see – I think the maximum number of times they could run the ball and really expect to win the games is limited when the quarterback is facing 8-9 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
All right, so you're basically saying here that Jalen Hurts is not the answer now and he's not going to be in the future. It's a lost cause with Jalen Hurts. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I wrote was, this is who he is right now, but it's not necessarily who he's going to be. We knew when he came out of Oklahoma that there were a lot of issues with him just functioning as an NFL quarterback, mostly to do with mechanics and fundamentals and footwork. Those flaws still remain. You can fix those flaws. Carson had a lot of those flaws. The difference between Carson and, you know, a lot of the other college quarterbacks who come out fundamentally flawed is that they're really big guys and they have great arms. Jalen Hurts is none of those things, neither of those things. So you have a quarterback who you might be able to develop into a competent NFL quarterback, or maybe even a very good NFL quarterback, but the reward of a Carson Wentz's talent or, Josh Allen talent or a Justin Herbert talent is not the same reward from what we can see as Jalen Hurts. That said, the point of the column is not that Jalen Hurts is necessarily horrible. The point of the column was Jalen Hurts has a team that can win some games right now, and he is a serious impediment to that because you have Fletcher Cox playing pretty well. You have Javon Hargrave playing excellently. The secondary is better than we thought it was. This patchwork offensive line is playing spectacularly well, at least as far as protecting the quarterback goes. So, you know, you have players here who you're paying a lot of money whose windows are closing. If you want to forsake that window, great. Okay, fine. If you think Jalen Hurts is the answer, a franchise quarterback, okay, that's great. If they thought he was a franchise quarterback, if anybody thought he was a franchise quarterback, he wouldn't have been drafted in the second round in this era.
Do you have confidence, Marcus, that this coaching staff would ever be able to develop the talent of Jalen Hurts?
I don't have confidence, but I do know that the person they're trying to develop right now can't develop in this paradigm, cannot develop this way. You know, under fire. They're doing him a disservice as well. Jalen Hurts needs to be coached and coached hard for a year or two before he's asked to do what they're asking him to do. So I can't answer that question. And on the face of it, no. I mean, show me one of these guys who's ever developed anybody in the NFL. So I was anti this coaching staff. I don't think Doug should have been fired. You know, there are a lot of things I thought. But we are where we are. So if you're going to have this coaching staff around for at least 2 seasons, because they're not going to be blamed for not developing Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts is not that pedigreed quarterback. You're going to have him around for at least 2 years. See who and what they are. Because let's be honest, we're not just evaluating the young wide receivers or seeing if Dallas Goedert is worth, you know, huge money. We're evaluating the coaching staff. But this offensive coaching staff is hamstrung by a quarterback that simply cannot execute basic things professional quarterbacks are asked to do. And we have seen this offensive coaching staff coach other NFL players, so you know they know what an NFL scheme is. We're not seeing that. We're seeing a high school college scheme.
Intriguing argument by Marcus Hayes. Marcus, I can't let you go before I ask you what you think Ben Simmons should say today and what you think Ben Simmons will say.
I got to write a column for tomorrow about something, right?
Okay.
Oh. I am just exhausted of Ben Simmons. Like, I feel queasy thinking about having to watch Ben Simmons smarm his way through another 7 minutes of condescension. You know, I could not care less what Ben Simmons thinks, says, eats, kisses at Wimbledon, you know, buys what house he buys in Los Angeles, whether his house is for sale here or not. whether he practices his jump shot or his free throw or his three-pointer. I am exhausted of Ben Simmons, and I don't think I'm alone.
I love it. Marcus, the way you put that was perfection. It was poetry. Marcus Hayes, one of the greats. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it.
All right.
Looking forward to Ben Simmons smarm his way through seven more minutes of condescension.
Yeah,
such a great sentence that it stays in your mind. How brilliant is that?
Awesome.
Smarmy, condescending, Al. He will. There is no way he could hire the greatest PR people in the world to drill him for a week. And when he gets in there, he will revert to the smarmy, condescending Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons. I can't, Al, I got to be honest. I can't wait.
He'll tell you he loves the people.
I can't wait. I don't
think he'll say it. I love Joel Embiid.
If he says it'll be a lie.
Yeah.
There is no escape from what's going to happen today. Fascinating.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.